We often label habits as bad, but habits can be good too. Mindfulness is all about being aware of what is important to you and how you want to focus your time and attention on things. Today, with spring just around the corner, I'm sharing 5 good habits that can help you bring more happiness, connection, and purpose into your life as you look for new beginnings this year. Hi there, I'm Eileen Fine, and I'm on a mission to help you live your best life with mindfulness. I created the Tiny Balcony to be a tiny, sacred space in your life where you can be still, be mindful, be kind to yourself, and see the perfect beauty that lives in you. Join me and my guests each week for heart-centered, motivational, honest conversations about mindfulness and wellness, self-discovery and spirituality, body acceptance and midlife awakenings. Pour yourself a glass of something special and get comfortable as we go on a journey to discover your best life with mindfulness. This is the Tiny Balcony Podcast. The first habit that can help support greater happiness and new beginnings is living with intention. Intentions are the guiding principles upon which you build your life. They are an expression of how you want to live your life and express yourself in the world. They are the things that help you decide what you want to spend your time on and where you want to put your energy. We live on automatic pilot most days, reacting to life and what it throws at us. But especially these days, that approach to life can be draining and detrimental to our mental health. It's critical for the health of your mind, body, and spirit, and those that depend on you to know what you believe, what is important to you, and what you make your decisions based on. When you set clear intentions, decision-making is easier, and you experience a greater sense of balance. So how do you know what your intentions are? Well, ask yourself these questions and create clear intentions that you can live by. First, what matters to me? How can I make a difference? What would I like to nurture in my life? What qualities do I want to bring to the world? And how would I like to be remembered? All those questions can help you create clear intentions that you can live by. The second habit is to respect the power of ceremony. During the past 2 years of the pandemic, we have lost access to so many of our ceremonies that are rituals of passage. Ceremonies that are light and happy, like proms and weddings and family reunions, and ceremonies that celebrate life and death, like baptisms and naming ceremonies and wakes and funerals. When high school students were scolded about having perspective when they couldn't have their proms, I thought, okay, but this is an opportunity that comes only once in a lifetime. It's a time of joy and of celebration of transition from youth to young adulthood. People who discount this loss as frivolous miss the whole point. Ceremonies are important to us as human beings. It's scientifically proven. They connect us and help us move from one phase of our life to another. Honoring the past, learning from it, and moving on to the next chapter while being fully present in the present moment with a community of people all experiencing the same thing. To say that is nothing is to ignore who we are as people and what we need, mind, body, and spirit. So think about what ceremonies and rituals you can support in your life during these uncertain times. Make them small and manageable, but meaningful. Maybe a bike ride or a hike on the last Saturday of every month. Maybe family dinners at the table on Fridays or Sunday nights. Maybe standing in front of a full moon each month and honoring all those who have come before you and being thankful for all you have been given that month. You decide what's important to you and what you can sustain, but do something that helps you feel connection and meaning. What you will feel is empowered because of it. The third good habit is creating art that tells a story. Who here has artwork or photos on their fridge that never comes off? Hands, please. I have artwork and photos of our daughter that are so many years old. We have a joke that once you get on the fridge, you never get off. It's like a time capsule. So I've started to hang whiteboards in different rooms around our apartment to post new art and photos because we have no more room on the fridge. I also create books of each year of Olivia's artwork because it tells the story of who she is and who she is becoming, even more than photos do. For good habit number 3, I encourage you to take all the special things you keep, drawings, cards, notes, even tickets and souvenirs, and create a place where they can live alongside you to remind you of the joy you deserve and what is available to you when you choose to focus your time on it. Good habit number 4 is taking a walk. One of my favorite podcasts is the Huberman Lab. And in episode 28, Maximizing Productivity, Physical and Mental Health with Daily Tools, which you can listen to on your favorite podcast platform or watch it on YouTube, Dr. Huberman talks about just how going for a walk, looking into the sunlight, and moving your eyes from left to right can reset your brain and help you be happier. No joke, it's scientifically proven. Just listen to him explain it. I've always known that no matter how I feel, if I just went outside for a walk, not a run, just a walk, I would feel better, and now I know why. When you look at the sun, either in the morning or the evening, you reset your internal clock and help hormones like melatonin, please help me sleep, or cortisol, why I'm awake at night at 2 a.m., release at the correct time of day, and release serotonin, which is the happy hormone. It's that simple. Listen to the show and just do it. Mindful habit number 5 that can help you bring more happiness into your life is learning the language of love. Habit 5 is all about knowing your love language and your partner's love language. And if you don't think that matters, think about the last time you had intimacy over the past 2 years. Yeah, exactly. It's the little things that matter. What gestures mean love and respect to you? What matters to your partners? And what matters to your kids? They are their own people too. Most of the time, we give the things we want for ourselves and are resentful when people don't appreciate them or give them back to us. But we don't all communicate appreciation, respect, and love in the same way. Create a habit of letting people who love you know what matters to you and ask what matters to them. Then give those things to each other in little ways. Notes in the lunchbox, coffee in bed, getting snacks they like, finding a new book they would like, planning a walk in a new place, giving them space to have quiet time. Whatever it is, love, respect, and appreciation matter more than ever these days. Make it a habit to ask and deliver. And there you have it. 5 habits that can help you make your life and the lives of those you love better as we look forward to spring and all the hope it brings. Mindfulness is all about where you focus your time and attention. Creating habits that support the intentions, ceremonies, and people that matter to you most, including yourself, will help you do that. Make this your year of mindful living. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Tiny Balcony Podcast. If this episode has left you wanting to learn more about how to bring mindfulness into your life, head on over to thetinybalcony.com/meditation and tap into my newest mini course, The Essentials of Meditation. You'll get access to me as your guide with 8 guided meditations, some of my favorites, a practice building workbook with loads of inspiration, worksheets, journal prompts, and more, and 10 bonus meditation prompts that will help you calm your mind, get better sleep, and live a life with purpose. I promise I will help you figure out how to build mindful meditation into your life so it doesn't feel like one more thing. It feels like your life. Just better. visit thetinybalcony.com/meditation to learn more.